With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. A new public green space and gathering spot is now fully open in downtown Eagle River. The $500,000 community square project was undertaken by the Rotary Club of Eagle River. Ben Meyer reports for WXPR.
Especially on summer days, downtown Eagle River is often busy with shoppers, visitors, and people who live nearby. But public space has been limited and public restrooms have been hard to find. The Rotary Club of Eagle River sought to solve those issues and identified a good place to do it. Jed Leckleitner is the club president.
We had a vacant lot downtown Eagle River that was getting no use, had a history of being an old service station, kind of being an eyesore.
Kicked off by a $125,000 donation by Rotarian Carol Hendricks, the club raised $500,000 to build a new community square. Now fully open, it features artificial turf, shaded picnic tables, year-round public restrooms, and a building with an interior space for warming and serving food.
The community stepped up in a huge way and was very supportive and came much quicker than I expected. So it was pretty amazing to see, and I always thought, obviously, that you can kind of gauge the community's acceptance of a project by how much money they're willing to put at it, and this one just came together really quickly and really fun and easy for us.
Besides being open to the public, the square, located on West Wall Street, will also host some special events. On Saturday, the square will host an all-day summer kickoff featuring chalk art, food trucks, a beer garden, and live music. Ben Meyer, WXPR News.
Park Falls City Hall is back in its original building. After years of discussion and planning, City Hall is now sharing space with the library. Mayor Tara Turvett says the plan started with the previous mayor and city council. The building City Hall had been in was in need of a lot of maintenance. Moving into the library was a cost-saving effort.
And it's exciting because the library was originally City Hall. It was the fire hall and the police hall. So knowing that we're kind of going back into our original building is exciting, and it's working out really well. And the whole idea was to make it feel like we've always been there, and I think we've done that.
As WXPR reported last week, the former City Hall will be renovated and become the new Flambeau River YMCA. A Wisconsin judge is expected to consider whether to allow people with disabilities to vote electronically from home in the swing state this fall. Disability Rights Wisconsin, the League of Women Voters, and four disabled people filed a lawsuit in April demanding disabled people be allowed to cast ballots electronically from home. They asked Dane County Circuit Judge Everett Mitchell to issue a temporary injunction before the lawsuit is resolved, granting the accommodation in the state's August 13th primary and November presidential election. Mitchell scheduled a hearing today on the injunction. The plaintiffs argue many disabled people can't cast paper ballots without assistance, violating their right to protect the secrecy of their votes. The motorcycle driver injured in a Lincoln County crash Tuesday afternoon has died. The Lincoln County Sheriff's Office says 55-year-old Robert Dungan of Oklahoma died from his injuries at UW-Madison Hospital. His wife, April, who was the passenger on Robert's motorcycle, is also there getting treated for her injuries. The crash happened Tuesday, June 18th at 12:12 p.m. The two were riding their motorcycle on County Highway K in the town of Scott when a van pulled out in front of them at the intersection of K and County Highway Q. The driver of the van was also hurt. This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. Summer is here, but some Wisconsin households juggling higher consumer costs and other basic needs might feel like a vacation is out of reach. A regional expert says careful planning might allow for some time away from the daily grind. Mike Moen reports.
Economists are more optimistic these days when it comes to inflation trending downward, but childcare expenses and higher housing payments remain a burden on household finances. Wisconsin-based travel agent Elsie Rushline says if you're wrestling with the idea of heading out of town, there are ways to stretch your travel budget. One example is booking lodging that comes with a complimentary breakfast.
Sometimes the bigger chains include the breakfast and the littler ones, like the motels and stuff, don't. So you might spend a couple dollars more in the hotel, but you're saving that money, especially if you've got kids. Like, they always want to eat breakfast.
Rushline says you can also grab some snacks from that breakfast to take on your daily adventures. And if you're planning a relatively short road trip, such as a few days in a nearby lake town, she recommends packing food before you drive off to avoid spending money on drinks and other items at gas stations along the way. For households with a little more wiggle room for a trip further away from home, Rushline says it's not too late to book flights or hotels for later in the summer, but she recommends acting now to keep costs lower.
I would say book ahead if you can, because when you're doing last-minute travel, it tends to be a little bit more expensive.
For those sticking with the road but are worried their vehicle won't make the trip, analysts say car rental prices have come down a bit since their post-pandemic spike in 2021. Rushline says, if possible, plan a trip with another family to split those rental costs along with other expenses. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection.
Mosinee Mayor Brett Jacobson says it's still too soon to tell what his community's role will be in helping prepare for the 2025 NFL draft in Green Bay. At minimum, Jacobson expects air traffic to pick up at the Central Wisconsin Airport.
I think I'll look to CWA to see what they can do to market themselves first as an airport, and we work well with them as a partner through our hotels to then try and get that traffic in to stay in Mosinee.
Jacobson says the one thing they really have going for them is proximity to the draft site.
Central Wisconsin Airport is so convenient to fly into, and it's really only, you know, what, about an hour and 40-minute drive to Green Bay. Goes pretty fast.
Hotel stays, traffic, and ultimately economic impact from next April's event is expected to spill over from Green Bay and the Fox Valley into other parts of the state. Last week, it was reported prices for rental properties in Green Bay have shot up to more than $1,000 per night. Properties in neighboring cities are going for upwards of $700 per night for the week. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.